Today completed this block where we really wanted to simulate as many situations as we could. We did yesterday's quarter, end of the half situations. Today, big third quarter, big end of the half scenario. So I was pleased with this four-day block in terms of all the situations that the team got. We got a lot of work to do, a long way to go, but with that kind of attitude, I'm pleased with the next step of where we're headed. So lots of evaluations. The players have off tomorrow, and then we'll come back. They'll come back, and we'll start another block. And we'll go back through it again. So some rookies made good jumps from one to two, and I expect that to happen again. The installs have come really to a close, so now we go back through it again and see if those plays where you're playing a little slower, can you speed that up? And with that, I'm glad to open up to your questions.
Coach, Tevin Coleman was...
Yes, sorry, I could have hit that with you earlier. Yeah, Tevin, I excused from practice today for a personal reason. So he was excused, and he'll be back for the next one. Injury-wise, Kevin Graff was hurt. Hopefully everything's checked out with him. He couldn't finish today, but hopefully he'll be back ready to go for Monday. That's really it on the injury front.
Keanu,
yeah, started off, and he had a strain, and I'm hopeful he'll be back. So the ones that had a strain, we backed off on and you know, get strong again, and hopefully he'll be ready to start the next block. So it was more precautionary.
Tech and Jake kind of got into it a little bit today. You know, of course, that's a good battle that you like to see. And
yeah.
Stuff like that. What's the fine line? Because we don't see a lot of that. We had Hard Knocks here a couple of years ago, and there was a lot of little fights.
Yeah, you don't get to do that in the game. So in the game, you get thrown out. So it's not part of our practice. They're going to battle against each other for a long time. And so that battle is what makes us us. But also knowing Jake's going to get him some, Tack get him some, and they'll learn to do that together as we go. But that's our job and the team, too, to make sure we don't cross that line. But it's exactly that battle we want of going back and forth against one another. So they'll get accustomed to that, just much like you know, the ones we talked about all the time. It was Grady and Alex last year and Hoop and Dion and the guys going and battling for it. So we'll get them accustomed as well.
Yep. What have you seen from those young guys, and how are you impressed?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up Hall and McGee today, and really in this block, there are two that stood out to me as well. Hall with his speed, not only at Gunner, we're going to see him if he can punt return, but he's been somebody that's impressed. And McGee, he is has the toughness, the competitiveness, the grit, the strain that we're looking for. So I agree that those two are embracing, you know, how hard you have to go for and how hard you have to battle. And they got some great models in front of them in terms of the skill set and, you know, how to go. So it's an encouraging group.
With so many of them playing so well, what will be key for them to separate themselves through the next month?
Really the role on special teams and what other jobs other than playing receiver can you do? And so we want to see who's ready to take on roles on special teams and who needs more work to develop. And it's going to be an important month, you know, to find that out. So all the times, all the one-on-ones, all the competition that we do, we try to create as many of those situations without actually playing a game to get our evaluations on them.
Coach, as far as Tech McKinley goes, do you feel he has a little ways to go from a technique standpoint?
Definitely. And that's for all the guys who are rooks. And the reason I say that is he got done playing his football in November and trained combine, had surgery, so he didn't even get the benefit of spring. So I'm really encouraged by where he's headed. But I think all the guys who are going to the Rook, new playbook, new stuff, a new system, it does take that time to get accustomed to it. Fortunately for Tack, he's got some great mentors who also play defensive end, Claiborne and Beasley and Reed. The more time they spend together, nuances, I'll challenge them. If I had known this as a rookie, can you share that experience with Tack? And I would have been that much better earlier. So that's what a good mentor does.
You feel Vic is ready to step into that role from a mentor standpoint?
Yes, I don't think you have to be an older player to be a mentor, but he has played in a lot of games over the last 2 years. He knows what's worked, he knows what hasn't, and every player is different, but he can share his own view on it, and then Tack has to apply it in his own way. So, yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, that development from him.
As far as Devontae Campbell, as far as from a pass rush standpoint, how do you feel he's coming along?
His hands look really good, and in fact, much improved from you know, from a season ago last year. We didn't feature him in that way as much last year. It's something we want to try, and we're going to work it all the way through this month. He's put the time in. Now we're going to bring him down and rush against the tackles and he has the versatility to be a pass rusher and cover because of how long he is. So he's a real important guy for us.
You mentioned the fans earlier and taking some time to spend time with them. What are the things that you hear most often this time of year when you interact with fans on the line or wherever?
DQ, DQ. And that's what I hear the most. And I love going and getting a chance to hang with them. So you feel their energy, you know. And I can remember being on that hill, you know, when I was growing up. And I grew up in New Jersey, and I went to training camp to watch the New York Giants. And so I literally was that kid, you know, watching and seeing. And then even when I was in high school, you know, I went to go watch. And at that time, I was watching the players and the coaches. So I totally remember that. And so if it's especially fun to see the kids over there and just hang out with them. And, you know, they say some funny one-liners and, you know, try to give back to them. So it's been great. And I was encouraged, like, having the crowd noise here, you know, when we asked for them, the loud music, that part of it on the third downs, like, you can't simulate that, you know. And so having them here has been really awesome.